So the president, the Forbes released an interview with the president of the United States. It looks like a long, comprehensive interview. I've not read the whole thing, but I skimmed through it. Came out about 6:30 our time today. And what jumped out at me is one quote in particular where he said, "I don't believe this whole thing with Rex Tillerson calling me a moron or an effing moron is even true. I think it's fake news." By the way, the president yesterday said, "I invented the word fake."
All right.
That was surreal. But again, when you take it all in context, I think the president's dismissing it. And he said, "Look, I'd be glad to take an IQ test against Rex Tillerson, and he knows who would win."
Mm-hmm.
That's a quote. I'm paraphrasing. It's not exact. I better get it out for proper attribution here again.
Either way, for it to be said, brought up, printed, is just absolutely insane.
Well, but this is the world we live in, and he is, if nothing else, a performer more than your traditional president, to say the least. So he doesn't have any sense of self-deprecation. His humor is always towards somebody else. And the quote is specifically, quote, "I think it's fake news, but if he did that, I guess we'll have to compare IQ tests and I can tell you who is going to win," close quote. So if Tillerson called him a moron, then the president is opening himself up to being compared to Tillerson as far as an IQ.
What kind of money you think a pay-per-view could get, you know, sitting there and watching these two take the test? That could, you know, you could maybe funnel it to a charity, maybe help it pay off national debt.
Now, admittedly, Donald Trump is running a big country now as president of the United States, but Tillerson also ran a company named ExxonMobil.
Yeah, big company.
Yeah, it was a big company.
Yeah.
Let's get the take of Stephanie Ruhle. You see her on NBC and MSNBC. MSNBC Live at the top of the hour. Stephanie joins us most Tuesday mornings. Stephanie, I don't know if you've read this entire Forbes interview that they posted early this morning.
Indeed, I have.
Well, what your take on this? Is this just the president being the president, or is this going to cause more of a mushroom cloud with Rex Tillerson, and they're supposed to meet when?
They're supposed to have lunch together today, and I wonder, will Rex be eating crow? Will they serve humble pie? But if you really read that Forbes article, it's so Trump-centric that it is Trump being Trump. And we can sort of giggle and laugh at that. But at the core of it, it's the president self-obsessed with his own winning. And there are no signs in there whatsoever of putting country first. And this is what any of us would beg for the president to do. Whether you voted for President Trump or not, here you are, president of the United States. Why do we continue to prolong this fight with Rex Tillerson?
Well, all presidents have been egomaniacs. I mean, every single one. They're all the biggest men on campus.
Without a doubt. And George Bush has said, that's a risk as president. Don't let that get to your head. And certainly, whether we're talking about the president's tweet storm this morning, continuing to go after Bob Corker or go after the NFL or go after NBC or go after Rex Tillerson, at some point, we can only hope that the president will rise up. I mean, why is Lindsey Graham tweeting, "President shot 73 yesterday in wet and windy conditions"? I mean, that's like the kind of thing you see Kim Jong-un's lieutenants having to do for him.
Stephanie, you worked Wall Street. We learned that when we were talking about the mooch several weeks ago or months ago. And I know you know of Bannon. What do you think of this party that he's kind of putting together? And do you think it has any sort of legs?
Well, first of all, I think it's scary and it's hypocritical, because at the core of what Steve Bannon talks about, we're going to be against the capitalists, we're going to be against Wall Street. Let's remember, not only did that guy make his money on Wall Street, but he still does. His entire Breitbart effort is financed by the Mercer family. Robert Mercer is the co-founder of Renaissance, one of the biggest hedge funds on the planet. And let's remember, Renaissance is currently in dispute with the U.S. government. They have not paid $6.8 billion in back taxes, okay? The president hasn't yet chosen who the next head of the IRS is going to be. So Steve Bannon is kidding himself, and he's lying to his base if he says, we're going to drain the swamp, we're going to get rid of these corporatists and fat cats. That is the definition of what the Mercers are.
Boy, the Mercers make the Koch brothers look like pikers in a lot of ways. I mean, the Koch brothers are famously just a little bit more moderate as far as social views. But Mr. Mercer, who is a famous, very reclusive guy, and his daughter, who essentially is very politically engaged, they make the Koch brothers look positively moderate. Would that be accurate?
That would be accurate. And let's remember, Steve Bannon once described himself as a Leninist and has said on numerous occasions, let's just break the system down. Let's blow it all up. And blow it all up is exactly what we're seeing happening.
I don't know if guys like me are going to do well when the whole
thing blows up.
Yeah. But I'm an establishment guy. I'm just learning how to play golf, for crying out loud.
Learning how to play golf, got a little money in the bank.
Yeah,
it's all going to go away.
I like the system. I'm an establishment guy. Stephanie,
it's also about respect. Let's respect one another. Not everything has to be blown up. Not everything has to be destroyed. And by the way, if we're so anti-establishment, and President Trump was so anti-establishment, can we talk about the exclusive, expensive, borderline royalty-style travel of his cabinet? Come on.
Well, you know, look, everybody wants to use a government plane. So that's gonna be a bigger issue before it goes away.
These guys got to start flying economy class on Delta, I guess.
Stephanie, I wanted to get your take, kind of pivoting here, with the Harvey Weinstein situation. That's also connected to Wall Street. And famously, this guy is a big supporter of not only the Clintons, but the Obamas. Your conjecture on why we haven't heard from either one of those families regarding Harvey Weinstein and his fall from grace.
I mean, it's shameful. Last night, Hillary Clinton spoke for 90 minutes. 90 minutes. And she didn't mention Harvey Weinstein. And Hillary Clinton has said, you know, women have made a huge mistake. It's unforgivable that women could support President Trump. Well, come on now. It's unforgivable to stay silent right now. All of us, the three of us who are on this call right now, are journalists. We know what it's like and how scary it is to speak truth to power. Do you know how scary it must be for these women? Harvey Weinstein, who made the career of, it almost seems like, every Hollywood heavyweight out there, for them to remain silent, whether we're talking about big people in politics or people in Hollywood, they can't. They cannot stay silent now. And if they are... then they're complete hypocrites, and it hurts their brands going forward, or it certainly should.
You know, this goes beyond politics, but you look at Ashley Judd, and for her to have let this go on without saying anything, I think that also, that hurts her as a woman that has spoke up for women's rights over and over again.
Well, it sounds like she's gotten to a point where she had to speak up, and maybe she tried to for years and years. But now she's spoken up, and there's a lot more that have to, because whether or not people were directly impacted on it, if it was that widespread that he did it, there's a lot more people we need to hear from.
And you know this goes on every day in every office in America.
Well, not here. Not supposed to.
Yeah.
Hopefully not where you work either, Stephanie. Donna Karen had some really interesting comments that are going to turn into a problem for her. I'm sure you'll be talking about it. Thanks, Stephanie. We know you have to get to the
God,
set.
I certainly will. For Donna Karen to say, and she's already said it was taken out of context, what kind of context could be they were asking for it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did you see what she was wearing?
Right.
Well, good luck with that story. That's going to be a hot one for you today. Thanks, Stephanie. Have a terrific week.
Thanks, guys.
Take
Bye-bye.
Care. There goes Stephanie Ruhle from MSNBC and NBC, kind of an insider for politics and certainly her years on Wall Street.
Well, she's right, though. Clinton should have said something, and so should the Obamas.
Yeah,
and Saturday Night Live should have done a parody on it. You know, when the one side does bad and they mention the heck out of it, and the other side does the same, and it gets a pass, it ain't cool, man.
Well, neither party has the franchise on hypocrisy, that's for sure.
Yeah, no doubt.